Morning, everyone. I trust you had a good weekend. How are you today? Today's Monday. I pray that everything you lay your hands on this week will prosper, and I pray that God will give you favor with man and with God. Anyway, I'm glad to be talking to you this morning again, and I'm glad that we're all alive and well and happy. Today I want to talk about relationships. And what aspect do I want to talk about? I want to talk about some things that go on in relationships which shouldn't go on. And if they do go on, then you need to correct them so that you would have a good relationship. Well, the first sign that your relationship has a bit of a problem is when you both walk on eggshells around each other. When one partner is controlling, when you have to be careful what you say around the partner. Now, let me explain that. Now, some people, no matter what you say, they will snap back at you. They determine what you say, how you say. If you say something in a certain way, they take offense. They say, why did you talk to me that way? This is how I expect you to say. You know, you always have to think carefully and say, if I say this now, am I getting into trouble? What am I going to say that he will get upset or she will get upset? You always have to think. You always have to pray and fast before you talk to the person. Now, that kind of relationship, that's toxic. You should be free to talk to your partner. You should be able to say what you want to say without being or getting repriced for it or the person getting annoyed. A relationship is meant for you to trust, love each other and be able to communicate together properly. So if you have a relationship where you have to think twice or you have to fast and pray before you talk to your partner because you're not sure if they're going to get upset, then that is a sign that you have a problem. So you need to sit down and try and sort that out. Now, the second thing is keeping score. Now, what do I mean by that? Now, there's some people, when you have an argument with them or you have a fight, the way they start off is, that was how 10 years ago you said that. 9 years ago you said that. In fact, 8 years ago, I know seven, six, they go on and on and on. They can't forgive. Even though you've said it a long time ago, they still keep it in them. So every time you say something, either they assume that's what you're saying or they go back and refer to it, then that means your relationship has a problem. Because what it means is you can't forgive. I mean, the idea is that when you have an argument, you sit the person down. You say, look, honey, I don't like what you said. You talk over it and you forgive there and there. Not that you keep another slightest provocation, you go back to it. It's not good. That means your relationship is being toxic and you're supposed to change that attitude. Now, the next one is when your partner always wants you to themselves. I've seen people, guys, women, who do not want their partners to have any friend outside the relationship. If they see them with somebody, it's a problem. This person is trying to take you from me. What are you doing with them? Why are you talking to that person? We shouldn't have friends. Friends will influence you. Friends will change you. All they want is for you to be around them. And that is also possessiveness. A guy or a woman who is possessive is a problem. I know a lady, she's married to this guy. When the guy comes home, she goes through his phone and she deletes every female number. Now tell me, why wouldn't husband not start storing numbers as recharge battery or pastor next door or brother this or brother that? He's going to start lying so that she wouldn't delete the numbers. Now why does your husband or your wife have to pretend and lie and save names in different things so that you wouldn't delete them? When you see your husband talking to a lady, you almost get palm oil or whatever is hot, you pour it on their heads or you get crazy. You see your hubby walking out with someone in a restaurant or in an hotel, your mind quickly goes to the fact that what's he doing there? He must be having an affair. You see your wife talking to a guy, you go crazy, go ballistic, you say she's having an affair. Accusations start flying left, right and center. That relationship is toxic. Now, if you're one of those people who actually does, you need to stop because that means that you yourself are insecure. Insecurity means that you don't trust yourself. Why should you, once you have a relationship with someone, let them be. Let them live their life. Let them be happy. And you find that your relationship would thrive. It's based on trust. You need to trust each other. You need to let them have friends outside your relationship. You need to let them talk to other people. Now, if you let someone go, they will definitely come back to you. But when you hold on to someone, every minute they have and you're not around, they will go out and misbehave. So that's another sign. Now, the other thing is, when you're in a relationship and there's nothing you do that is right in the eye of your partner, that's a problem. They're always highly critical. Everything you do is not right. You put it there, it's wrong. You stand here, it's wrong. You dress somewhere, it's wrong. You talk this way, it's wrong. That's a bad, toxic relationship. It's got to stop. And when you have a partner who is always criticizing their ex, or is always highly critical. This kind of person can never accept when they're wrong, because there's some people, they can never be wrong. They're the ones who are always right. No matter what it is, no matter what you do, you are the one who is always right. Wrong, rather. They are the right ones. Those people are toxic. And if you do that, now you got to stop. You got to sit back. When you have an argument with someone, with your partner, you got to sit back and say, what did I do wrong? Look, nobody except God. You can never always be right. There's always a place for, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that. You need to think about it first before you go accusing somebody. Some of you will blame somebody. Say, if you didn't say that, I wouldn't feel this way. Now, let me give you a shocker. Nobody makes you angry but you. I'm sure if you've read my page, I've spoken about this already. The fact that a lot of us always say to someone, you made me do this. Look at how you made me angry. If you hadn't said this, I wouldn't have said that. That's not true. You decide that you want to be angry yourself. It's a choice you make. A person can say something to you. You can choose not to be angry or be angry. And if you choose to be angry, then that's your problem. Remember the analogy I gave? I will say it again now about someone who did the same action. Two people did the same action to them. With one, they said, you're my friend now. You can slap me anyhow. And then a stranger does it and you go ballistic and you beat the hell out of them. That's the problem. You decided who you were going to deal with. And that's the same thing with anger. When someone says something to you and you go ballistic, it is your choice. It hasn't got anything to do with your partner. It is you who decide that this person said this to me, I will not agree today. I will deal with them. Or this person said this to me, let me calm down. Let me take a deep breath and then I will talk. So please, if you're in a relationship where you always blame the next person for your problem or the other person cannot seem to do anything right, you need to stop it. Stop being highly critical of your partner. Give them a break. Come on, nobody is perfect. You got to sort that out or your relationship won't work. Now, the next thing is that both of you have disagreements and you cannot talk through it. Now, some people, when there's a disagreement, they both keep malice for 10 weeks, for 10 days, they don't talk to each other. Communication is key in any relationship. You need to be able to talk to each other. If somebody upsets you, maybe you're upset now, fine, walk away a bit, take a deep breath, then come back and say, look, let's talk about this. And listen to each other. Listen to why this person thinks you did this. Listen to the other person. And then you talk it out and then you apologize. I am sorry. I've always said it. I am sorry. Those three words make a whole lot of difference. You can say I'm sorry to someone just to get them to calm down. And then you can go on and explain why you did what you did. And maybe the person will see reason with you. But when you're both screaming and shouting and nobody wants to apologize, then that could make or break the relationship. Why do you think they say communication is very important? Because sometimes we assume. Someone might say something, you don't ask them, you assume. And they say assumption is the mother of all F-ups. I'm sure you know what I mean. So please, when you have a partner and you have a disagreement, sit down. I know sometimes it's so difficult, but instead of screaming and shouting, pick up your key, walk away or drive off, come back, then you talk about it. Don't keep malice. Don't go to bed without talking to your partner. Don't call the whole village or the whole town or your neighbors, come and see you, or you call your parents. Ladies, please, don't go and tell your friends what your husband did and start to take advice from them. Don't go around asking your friends about your partner, about your boyfriend. Guys also, don't go and table your relationship in front of everybody. Just call your partner, sit down with them and talk. A relationship that doesn't involve third parties lasts longer. And you have less arguments, because no matter what you think, when you call in a third party, they're always going to take somebody's side. And the side they take, the other side, will feel resentment. So what is the point? Just sit down together. If you love each other, there's no reason why you can't sit together after a while, after you guys have cooled down and talk about something. Now, please, I pray that God gives you the wisdom to go through your relationships and have a happy relationship, whether it's your boyfriend, your fiancé, or your husband. God will give you the wisdom to sort things out. Well, have a wonderful day. I love you guys. Remember, keep being a blessing and making a difference. Take care, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow. God bless.